Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about how they imprison journalists who seek the truth in a second. And I'm going to talk about my good friend Gemma O'Doherty, who, as I record this on Friday, faces going to prison. And we've got a message from Gemma to play for you. Before we get to that point, just a shout out to my sponsors at quantumhypno.co.uk. Thank them so much for supporting my work and enabling me to do this. So Gemma O'Doherty, let's talk about Gemma for a second. I mean, as you know, I've done several shows with Gemma over the last several years and found her to be an extremely intelligent, extremely principled, extremely decent voice. I don't necessarily agree with everything Gemma says, but you know, she does say a lot of things that are worth certainly listening to and paying attention to. And because she's spoken up, and she has, for example, like many of the rest of us, she absolutely opposed the COVID regime and other things, she's become a fly in the ointment to the Irish establishment. So what do they want to do? Well, they want to imprison her. And today might just be the day that that happens. So that being said, let me play you this clip of Gemma speaking yesterday.
I'm just making a very quick video to ask everybody to please, that if today I am jailed by Judge Conor Dignam for refusing to admit to a crime that I have not committed and could not conceive of committing, which has been perpetrated against me by very, very dark, powerful people in this country and beyond, using a family that is well known to An Garda Síochána, a family very connected to heroin use, and a woman who has perjured herself over and over and told the most egregious lies about me. So if I am jailed for refusing to bear false witness against myself, and as I say, for refusing to admit or to confess to a crime that I have not committed, which for me, not only as a journalist, as a person, as a Catholic, would be inconceivable that I could do that, where I stand now, this morning, at this time, I'm asking everybody, and I don't contact me if you're not going to be able to do this, but I'm asking everybody to please get to Mountjoy Prison in Dublin and stay there until I am released. This is not my battle. This is your battle. This is about free speech. This is about freedom. They are coming for every one of you if you do not take a stand now. Journalism is not a crime. Please get to the courts and get to the prison. Thank you.
Okay, so that's Gemma O'Doherty speaking actually this morning, Friday morning, and I know she's in court later today. I'm not sure what time. And obviously, suffice to say, for anybody who is in the vicinity or who can get to Dublin, please go along and show Gemma your support, because she needs it. And as she rightly points out, this isn't her battle. It's all our battle. All of us folks who challenge the narrative will ultimately face what Gemma's facing this morning. We'll all be brought up in front of a judge. There'll be no jury, and the judge will be able to potentially put us away for a year. And all we will have committed is the egregious crime of disagreeing with the state. Now, in the particular instance of Gemma O'Doherty, I mean, she's detailed the issues as she sees them in great detail, and in her usual very careful, constructed and intelligent fashion. And, you know, I'm certainly convinced, having read what Gemma's written, that she has no case to answer. She shouldn't be in front of a judge. But that's not how the Irish state operates. This is the only thing. You know, I don't believe it's possible to get a fair trial anymore. I don't know about you guys, but I don't. And the way they make sure you don't get a fair trial is that you meet a judge. You stand there in front of a judge. If at all possible, there won't be a jury, because with a jury comes a possibility that you might be found innocent. They want to have a situation engineered where there's no prospect of that. You're guilty before you're even charged, and that's the whole purpose of it, and you will be punished. So I don't know what's going to happen to Gemma today. As I say, I've spoken to Gemma. We do speak with each other fairly regularly. And again, I found her nothing but, to be very principled in as regards this particular case that's been brought against her. It's perfectly clear, as she says, she's angered some very dark forces that operate in Ireland and beyond. And those dark forces want to put Gemma behind bars, which is egregious and outrageous and should not happen. So I'll update you guys on what the result of what the outcome today is. But I would be fearful that Gemma, like so many other people, like Tommy Robinson in the UK and others, Lawrence Fox and whatnot, will find that, the judiciary are actually totally captured. They are part of the problem. They're certainly not part of the solution. And I don't believe that there's much prospect of justice. So watch and see. But anyway, if you can be there to support Gemma, please do.